Hi there. The word for today is Confessions of a Secret Sinner. In Proverbs 28, verse 13, reading from the Message, you can't whitewash your sins and get by. Author and speaker Julie Ann Barnhill says, and I quote, Satan, who is the father of lies, wants us to believe that there are things we have done that can make God's love for us end. And on occasion, I've swallowed three of his favorite lies. Lie number one, you're the only person who ever did that. Few things can send me down the road of condemnation and guilt like anger issues, while outwardly, I come across as together. I knew the verbal and physical boundaries I crossed behind closed doors. I confessed to friends, hoping to hear I wasn't alone. But there was dead silence, and the enemy whispered, I told you, nobody else has done those things. You're beyond help. I believed this until God drew me back to Bible truths I learned and believed since childhood. If I confess my wrongs, he'll forgive me, not once or twice, but time after time. B, if I allow him, he'll change my thought patterns and strengthen me to do what's right. And C, even if I fail, he remains faithful. It's impossible for him not to. 3 years later, before a packed audience, I told hundreds of mothers where I'd been and assured them they weren't the only ones who'd said, done, and thought whatever they were currently beating themselves up about. Well, women lined up to speak to me. Some stood quietly with their heads bowed. Others fought to maintain their composure as the enemy's lies were exposed and defeated. Here's what Barnhill ends by saying, I never grow tired of hearing another person say, thanks for being honest. The Lord has shown me I'm not the only one who's done the things I've done. And now, she says, I'm walking in freedom. That's the word for you today.